Well, I'd like to thank Mr. Ibe and Mr. Myrner for inviting me here today to talk to you. Mr. Ibe has told me that you're all learning English. Now, I don't want to frighten or discourage any of you, but I've been learning English for 31 years, and I'm not sure if I understand it yet myself. On the other hand, I've just begun my study of Japanese about 2 months ago, and I've reached the conclusion that I will probably have to study Japanese for 31 years before I'll understand that too. So, when I talked with Mr. Ibe, I told him that I'd like to talk to you about what has been referred to as Japan's nuclear allergy. And this is a topic which many Americans find very difficult to understand. As a journalist, I find myself continually trying to explain just what it is that this nuclear allergy is and why the Japanese feel the way they do about it. I must admit that when I first heard the words nuclear allergy from Foreign Minister Kimura at the Foreign Correspondents Club about 2 months ago, I was not exactly sure what they meant. Since then, well, I guess actually in that respect, I was like most Americans, because most Americans don't know what that is, what nuclear allergy is. So it's basically caused by a lack of communication, I think, with the Japanese people on the part of the large majority of American people. And today, of course, following the stories of the Mutsu and of the alleged carrying of nuclear weapons into Japan by American warships, which is a direct violation of the Japan American Security Treaty, I have begun at least to understand more about what the nuclear allergy is. Unfortunately, however, Americans are generally baffled and confused by Japan's nuclear allergy, and that is what I would like to talk to you about today. Try to explain to you maybe why that is, why Americans feel that way. So perhaps by explaining how Americans view this anti-nuclear feeling here in Japan, you will be able to understand the American people's lack of sensitivity when it comes to the nuclear question, and perhaps by understanding that, it will help you when and if you go to America to work and to live. Let me give you a brief view of how Americans see the nuclear allergy issue in Japan. Many Americans were enraged at Japan's reaction to the testimony of former U.S. Navy Admiral LaRocque before a congressional U.S. subcommittee, in which he said that American warships routinely bring in nuclear weapons to Japan without consulting the Japanese government first. As we reported this story, I received letters and I was asked by many Americans, and many Americans complained to me saying that they don't understand that how Japan wants to remain under the American nuclear umbrella, but yet doesn't want nuclear weapons on her soil. They charged that this was a contradiction in logic, they said. How can a country be protected with nuclear weapons if nuclear weapons are not allowed in the country? It's a very good question. Other Americans cannot understand Japan's reluctance to use nuclear power for peaceful means. They point to the recent incident of the Mutsu, Japan's first nuclear-powered ship, and they ask why fishermen